I told the players after the game that there's not too many football teams that can be 3-6 and have the type of character to play they did over the last half of the season. It's really a compliment to the guys in that locker room. Really compliment to the fans out there to support us the way they did. Really got our team energized throughout the second half of the season. It was a fun run. Very disappointed today. You always want to play your best football, you know, during the playoffs. Probably had our best first quarter, and after that first quarter, just didn't seem to get things done. So it was, very tough. But I'm excited about this football team, the direction we're headed. Nobody's very happy. There's only one team that's happy at the end of the year, and unfortunately, we're going home a little bit earlier than expected.
Update on Robert, first of all, and second, did you get to a point before he got hurt and came out of the game? Did you think about taking him out before that?
Yeah, Robert will have the MRI. We always check that out, see how serious it is. I did, and I talked to Robert, and Robert said to me, he said, Coach, there's a difference between injured and being hurt. And I said, I guarantee I'm hurting right now. Give me a chance to win this football game because I guarantee I'm not injured. So that was enough for me. I thought he did enough for us this year to have that opportunity to stay in the football game. It's always a tough decision, when to pull a guy, when not to. But I talked to him at halftime and had to feel good about him to go back in. And I told him we're going to run the football, and he's going to have to prove to me. And he said, as I said before, he said, hey, trust me. I want to be in there, and I deserve to be in there, and I couldn't disagree with him.
After that conversation on the one keeper to the left side where I think he ran for 9 yards but just didn't look like himself, did you reevaluate a couple of times and still consider going?
Well, I asked him about that at that time. He said, Coach, he said, I could have ran faster. He said, nobody was there. I was going to get 9.5, 10 yards. He said, that's not too bad. I promise if I got to do it again, I can go faster. So he gave me the right answer.
Mike, how difficult is that, Mike, for you to trust a guy who obviously wants to play, a high-level athlete, does there come a point where you say to yourself, I have to take this decision out of his hands?
Yeah, I think you do, and it's a very tough decision. So you got to kind of go with your gut. You got to go with your gut, and I did. I'm not saying my gut's always right, but, I've been there before in different situations. I get to know Robert better and better as time goes on. I don't know how stubborn he is, probably more so as time goes on, but he's a competitor, and I'll probably second guess myself when you take a look at different, in the second half, should you have done it earlier? I think you always do that, especially after you don't win.
Mike, I was just going to ask you whether just your eyes told you that he wasn't the same player after he got hurt in the first quarter.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. I think everybody could see after our first quarter that he wasn't exactly the same. But I've had a lot of players that aren't exactly the same. There's not a lot of quarterbacks that are exactly the same this time of year. But I still thought he could go in there and make the plays that he was capable of making against an excellent defense. You don't always have to run the football, but you got to be able to sit back there and throw it. And he was able to do that, just wasn't able to scramble like he normally does.
Mike, it looked like he couldn't plant on that foot. Did that have anything to do with his passes, do you think?
No, I didn't think he had any problems planting in the pocket. But, I'll tell you more tomorrow.
Coach, did you consider having any medical staff evaluate him?
Yeah, we wouldn't play him unless the medical staff said he was fine to play. Checked with the doctors and asked them their opinion if we would be hampering his LCL if we did play him, or was he in good enough shape to go into the game and play at the level that we need for him to win.
And was one of those doctors Dr. Andrews today?
Yeah, we had a couple, Annunziato and Dr. Andrews, both of them.
And Dr. Andrews did say not a problem for him to play.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mike, Dr. Andrews was quoted today saying he was essentially very nervous about Robert continuing to play at this point. Are you aware of those comments and what's your reaction to them?
Yeah, I think doctors always worry anytime somebody has an injury, rightfully so. But, they clear a player if they think he's able to play, and we obviously take their recommendation very seriously.
Mike,
we would not play Robert if we thought there was a risk of him further injuring that LCL.
Mike, you've seen quarterbacks beat up, hobbled up, bloody whatever in games. Standards come out tough. Starters come out tough in playoff games, don't they? I mean, a lot has to happen to them before a Namath or a whoever it is comes out. Is that the code of the league, pretty much?
I think so. I mean, it should be. That's the type of player that you want. And we understand that, you know, there's a fine line between, you know, as I mentioned before, being injured and hurt. A lot of guys are hurting, you know, this time of the year. They get hurt in games. But you want your guy to be a leader. And that's something I have to assess as time goes on with Robert. You don't always know the first year. You get a chance to know a guy, but he is a tough guy. And you played against a pretty good defense today. We started out doing all the right things and just didn't finish up the way we started.
Mike, I don't know if I dare ask a non-Robert question, but your defense...
No, you're allowed to. Yeah.
Defense started early and made a lot of big plays today, but finally just too much Lynch and Wilson for them?
Yeah, I think so. You know, anytime you get, you know, 9 first downs in the first half like we did, 14 points, and you got 15 first downs at the end of the game, that's 2 first downs a quarter. That's not doing very good. So we've been able to, you know, run the football. We consistently have moved the ball, and I thought that was going to happen throughout the game. And anytime you're not on the field long enough offensively and you give a football team that's very good running the football, like Seattle is, they're going to make some plays. They're going to break some tackles. You know, they do a good job running the football. And, you know, I thought Wilson did a good job with play action, making some plays on his own, you know, scrambling and throwing outside the pocket, which been their characteristic for, you know, most of the season.
Mike, I don't know if I dare go back to Robert, but you guys averaged less than 2 yards a play after he got hurt there. Did you feel like his injury affected the efficiency of the offense?
We weren't the same team. There's no question about it. Yeah.
You just to be clear, Mike, you make the call, right? Not Dr. Andrews, not Robert. He's not talking you into it. It's basically you make
the call. The only time you don't make the call is when the doctor says, hey, he shouldn't go. He takes a look at it, and he said, medically, he should not be in there. Then you have to decide, when you do talk to a player, it's just not a quarterback, it's any player. It's Corey Lichtensteiger last week. It's Trent Williams. When a guy says, I can go, then you got to make one of those decisions. What's in the best interest of the football team to give yourself a chance to win? That's part of the evaluation process. Now, with a quarterback, especially a guy like Robert, you know, you look at his situation and say, hey, we can't run any of that zone read. Or let's take a look at it. It looks a little bit better. And then he said, okay, you get 9-10 yards. Should we do it again? Should we do play action, drop back? Or are we better off to go a different direction with a different quarterback? So those are the things you're analyzing the whole time. I talked to Robert throughout the whole game, trying to get a gut, trying to let him know it was all right if he was injured. There's nothing wrong with that, but you got to do what's best for the football team. And very strong, very adamant, which – doesn't mean you're right not taking him out. I'm just saying his personality has that type of mindset. And other times during the season, he's been the same way, and you kept him in. So you appreciate that toughness.
You're talking a lot about the game and what was best for the team in terms of the game. How difficult is it for you in the middle of a playoff game to keep in mind the significance of him, your investment in him, the long term with him when you're making this decision as well?
You just, that's what you got to do. You got to make decisions based on everything. Everything. What's in best interest of him? What gives you a chance to win? You know, a lot of times when a quarterback's, you know, 60, 70%, it's much easier to go with a backup quarterback that you think gives you a spark, especially if you think there's a chance of injury to that quarterback. But, I promise you, if we thought it would have had something to do with Robert's career and his injury and he was shouldn't have been in there, we would have took him out.
Mike, that being said, do you think it was in the team's best interest and in Robert's best interest to leave him in the game?
Well, if I didn't, then I wouldn't have left him in the game.
Is it possible to share what went through your mind when he re-injured and went down and was lying flat on his back like that?
Yeah, you talk to him and say, how bad is it? You do that all the time with everybody, just not the quarterbacks. Try to get a feel when guys should be able to stay in, guys shouldn't stay in. Yeah, pretty tough decision.
Mike, after the fumble, although it was obvious that Robert was hurt, who made the decision for him not to go back in? Did he tell you to pull himself out, or was it just obvious to everybody at that point?
Yeah, if you didn't pull, you know, if you didn't pull him out, then yeah, you should get fired.
There was a report earlier in the day that in the game that Robert had originally injured himself, that Dr. Andrews was quoted as saying he had never evaluated Robert at that game. What's your side of the story?
Well, after the game, we talked in detail. When he went back into the game, at that time, you know, I looked over at Dr. Andrews, and he said, "Yeah, he's okay to go back in. He's okay." Of course, I'm sitting there trying to evaluate Kirk Cousins and our play. So when somebody says he's okay, well, what Dr. Andrews is talking about, which I talked to him today, he said, "Hey, Robert came around. He started showing us that he could run. He was sprinting around, and then he just took off. So I figured he was okay." He said, "I hadn't gone through a thorough examination of him until after the game. So I wasn't really sure in what detail he was talking about at that time. But he felt Robert just looking at him run and then take off, that he was okay to go back in." And I looked at him for the next three plays. The first time he hit, you know, Santana shell across. The next time we threw a little out route and you know, looked like his footwork was good. But you could see on the last one we hit Pierre Garçon that when he stepped into the pocket that it wasn't right. So at that time, Pierre caught it, and he was trying to kill the clock, but we were going to take him out at that time, and that's when Kirk came in.
So you had that conversation, you and Dr. Andrews, together?
Yeah, it's not much of a conversation. You know, it's a heat of battle. You're working on a two-minute clock, and, you know, what is he going back in here for? And, you know, he's just running around showing the doctors that he's okay, and then afterwards is when he went through a thorough examination. Then he told me he had, he had an LCL and wasn't sure of the degree. And then we found out it was grade one. He said it would be somewhere between 2 and 4 weeks. He thought it would be completely healed.
Mike, going back to today's game, what impact did maybe Robert's status have on...
I'm sorry, whose status?
What impact did Robert's status not being, I guess, fully able to do what he does have on the running game with Alfred? I think he only had 16, 17 carries. Did that take you guys out of what you wanted to do from a run perspective, or was that Seattle shove in the box?
Well, I think if you look at the first two drives, that was our game plan to do that. I wish we would have kept it up, but we weren't. We didn't. So is it for us for execution? Is it their defense? At the end of the day, you know, take my hat off to Seattle. They did a good job of finding a way to win. And, you know, disappointed we didn't play the second, third, and fourth quarter like we did the first quarter.
Mike, second and third quarter, the defense kept you guys in it. What did you think about that performance?
Well, that's what I said, you know. We just talked about it. Really, it was the first quarter that they really played great and on both sides. And I thought the defense really played good throughout the rest of the game. I just got a little tired against that type of rushing attack and a quarterback scrambling. You got to keep that type of team off the field. And we've been doing that pretty consistently throughout the year. For some reason, we just didn't get it done after the first quarter. Anything else? Okay, thanks.